Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Of America tonight, and thank goodness some of us are starting to see spring. Could it be that the cold weather is being ushered out? It certainly is pretty chilly, I have to say, in Washington. Coming up at the end of the hour, we'll talk with Justin Duckham about all the things that are happening on the Hill, some of the big struggles when it comes to what are we going to do ultimately with the Iran situation and what the reverb has been because of the 47 senators sending the letter to Iran saying that it's non-binding. There was some reaction on that today. Where do you fall as far as that's concerned? Do we cut the deal with Iran and throw down the confetti and act like it's a big deal and it's going to mean something? Or is it a whole bunch of hoopla over a non-binding agreement that could be whisked away in a couple of years? There are plenty of people that think we need to completely stay out of it. I know all of you remember Congressman Ron Paul saying that we need to focus on what was happening here at home, and he said, just let Iran do what it's going to do. The problem with that is, and I absolutely can't go there and did not agree with Ron Paul when he said that, as much as I liked so many things about the congressman, that was one area where I would say, yeah, we need to reel it back in and not pump as much money into so many other foreign countries, but we still need to have a presence and we need to be the policeman somewhat to what's going on in other places. And the problem with letting Iran do what Iran wants to do and not be there at the table and not help allies is the nutballs. And if somebody's going to do something with a nuke, it's going to be somebody connected to Iran, somebody who's going to sell somebody some weapon. That's where I think it comes from. My buddy at the Pentagon, when I talk to him and say, what is it that keeps you up at night because you know so many of the threats and so much of what we don't know that comes in bits and pieces and things that are stopped? And he said, a nuke being sold, getting into the wrong hands, somebody who could care less and wants to make the statement and is willing to push that button. That's why we can't ignore Iran. That's why we have to be concerned as to what they're doing. And speaking of being concerned, before I jumped on this microphone, I got a text about Russia putting its northern fleet, they say, on full alert. And what's that about? It's NATO exercises. So with NATO exercises happening, Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered them to into a snap combat readiness exercise. That's what they call it. So it's the drill, you know, it's the drill that they do, and they're saying that it's unrelated to any international situation. But once you hear they're doing that, that's not what you're thinking, because you know what the fleet is? That means when they're saying that they're launching the fleet, that means land, sea, air drill. It means 38,000 troops, 41 ships, 15 subs, and 110 aircraft. That's what that means. Having them at full capabilities. That means military security. And they're saying what came out on the heels of that is, oh, new challenges and threats of military security of the Russian Federation in the Arctic region. That's what we have to be able to provide that. So the Russian defense minister says that's what we're doing here. We're looking at strategy in the north. And these drills, so all those things that I just mentioned, all those toys, 38,000 troops, follow me, 41 ships, 15 subs, 110 aircraft. Sounds like a game of battleship, doesn't it? Through Friday, they do these drills. I mean, that's a flotilla. More than a flotilla, isn't it? So they do acoustic, they do magnetic, they do contact sweeps during the drill. A whole bunch of them. Wild. Northern Fleet. Snap checks. All of that. And Russia says, we're deeply concerned about any drills near our border. Deeply concerned. And they're very surprised, they say, it's happening in northern Europe, northeastern Europe. But, I mean, this has to be, like, the largest that we've seen in decades. How many people are involved in that? You heard what I said. That's a crazy amount. And by the way, the U.S. Army is going to send Stryker vehicles on a convoy through six European countries, also to show solidarity with the Allies. And we're talking traveling through Estonia, Lithuania, Poland, Latvia, the Czech Republic, and ultimately ending up in Germany. And the exercise is part of Operation Atlantic Resolve, which started with Russia's involvement in the Ukraine and then annexing the Crimea last year. So that's just a little bit of what's happening. And I bet there's other pieces of this that we don't even know about. That'd be something to see an overhead view of that. That'd be incredible. So as we stick with what's happening away from our shores, also coming up later this week on America Tonight, we'll talk with our pal Luke Vargas, you know, talking about the Crimea a year ago and the Ukraine. He was there. Now he is in Israel for the elections that are taking place, and we're going to talk to him from Tel Aviv about Benjamin Netanyahu and his challenger, and whether or not he continues as prime minister or he's replaced and there's somebody new to deal with, and that's pretty neck and neck. It's not clear cut for Netanyahu. He certainly has some detractors in Israel, so he might not wrap that up, but we'll know in a day. And we'll chat with Luke from Tel Aviv. Coming up next on America Tonight, technology. Technology seems to go one of two ways, and you know what I'm talking about. You either really, really embrace technology and all that that entails, what's new, what you have to learn, what type of social media you have to mess with, and how you can effectively use social media. And for goodness sake, it's become so prevalent that they have interventions now with people about how much technology they're using. So Greg Stebbin, our pal, one of the editors of Men's Health magazine, is going to join us. He works for a company called Xero, which is a online accounting solution company all about entrepreneurship. Can't wait. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
In the nooks and crannies where we're broadcasting America tonight. Remember, you can always download us at gcnlive.com. Coming your way soon, a groovy, cool app, and you can get us anytime 24/7, even if you're hanging out at the beach. My pal Greg Stebbin is in our virtual green room right now. It's so fun because in this edition of It's Your Business, this is a good business opportunity, really, for so many of you. Greg works with a company called Xero, which is the world's leading online accounting solution. And they are, as they say, fanatical about entrepreneurship and, I love this line, the pursuit of the American dream. Hey, Greg, how are you?
I'm great. It's great to be back on the show with you. Thank you.
Yeah, you know all about being an entrepreneur. You and I have talked many, many times about it. And the cool thing about being an entrepreneur, and just like what Xero's doing, there's a lot of opportunity and a lot of help out there, isn't there?
There's limitless opportunity. I mean, let's not have any doubt about that. I mean, the sky's the limit in what you're willing to do. There's risk involved too. I mean, you have to acknowledge that. That's part of the game. And you know, there, when it comes to help, the internet not only is transforming the opportunity to create businesses, it's also transforming the ability to learn how to start a business and to learn lessons from others who you are following, both learning from their successes and, frankly, learning from their failures. And sometimes the failures are a lot more instructive than the successes.
Yeah. You know, it's so true. You talk about, you sent me something that I thought was so interesting. And you talk about three different kids, different ages, who had ideas that they pursued, you know, just ideas that they pursued, very different ideas, but ideas that eventually made them millionaires. So I think when people come up with ideas and they start to toss them around, you can no longer laugh at them. Is that right?
Well, I mean, the thing is, you have to, if you're an entrepreneur, or your kid comes to you and has a business idea, so your kid is showing entrepreneurial tendencies, one of the greatest things you can do, it's a gift you can give yourself or a gift you can give your child, is the opportunity to pursue that dream to some degree. Now, how far you pursue it often ends up being about money, and it should be about money. And for a lot of reasons. One is you only have so much money. So if you've only got $1,000 to invest and then you have to start eating away at the money that should go to the mortgage, you shouldn't invest more than $1,000. You should set benchmarks for yourself and say, I need to accomplish the following things with this $1,000 so that I know whether this business is worth going any further with or not. It doesn't matter whether it's $10, $100, $1,000, or $100,000. You have to know how to manage your money.
Yeah, and I think that's a part of, because you said this right at the beginning, it's a business, and so often that's the part that gets lost. You have to have the business system in place. You have to know what you're doing there, and as you mentioned, careful with the whole money thing. So with the kids, for example, you know, whether it's Legos, because that was one of the stories about Legos and what happened there. Like, who's thinking that their kids' Legos are going to make them so wealthy? I mean, that's a crazy story.
We all saw the 40-year-old virgin.
That's right.
Seriously, I mean, what happens? I mean, it's a movie. Okay, let's acknowledge that. There's some absurdity to it, including, you know, the title, the idea of it. But what happens in the movie is he's this sort of kid man who saved all these toys from his childhood, and then he ends up basically being wealthy, independently wealthy, and retired for life because he figures out, oh, I saved all these toys, and now my girlfriend, soon-to-be wife, knows how to sell them on eBay. Well, why couldn't your kid start doing this today? Why does he or she have to wait until they're 40?
Yeah. And do you think, when you look at eBay, do you think eBay is just, I mean, that's not going anywhere, right?
eBay's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I can as long as there is something that you want to buy and there's somebody who can sell it, eBay is not going away. Now, whether retailers continue to use it the way they do, the way they have, how they will use it in the future, it will change over time in terms of how retailers use it. But as far as people like us who have garages full of junk or drawers full of junk or just small business people who want to control their destiny by running a small business out of their house, it's not going away because that's a phenomenon that will never go away.
Yeah, and I think that's just going to, I mean, like you said, it's not going to go away, and we're seeing this more because of Shark Tank, and there's more of an interest of people, I think, because of that show and because of other things.
Yes.
There's more of an interest in seeing somebody do something and not being as afraid to take the leap. So tell us about Xero. And I mentioned, you know, that they're the world's leading online accounting solution. So tell us about what they do.
Sure. So Xero, you know, as you said, it's an online accounting system. And most people want to go to sleep when they hear the word accounting. But I'll tell you, when you're an entrepreneur, you may still feel that way, but you begin to understand why you better drink a big cup of coffee and focus. Because at the end of the day, and you know what? The truth is, it doesn't matter whether you actually start a business or you are just smart enough to run your life like a business. Money, at the end of the day, makes the world run. So I'm glad you brought up Shark Tank. Because when you watch Shark Tank, you know, people show up on that show with good ideas.
Mm-hmm.
They show up on that show with great ideas. And sometimes they just show up with ideas.
Right.
But it always ends up being about money. Because no matter how good the idea is, you know, whether it's Damon Johns or Mark Cuban or whoever, it always ends up being about how much they're willing to pay given how much they can make.
Mm-hmm.
In their minds, what they actually have is an accounting system in their brains because they've done this so much. They're running numbers. I can pay $100,000 for this, and I can make $1 million. That's a return of 10x. I know it's going to cost me XYZ to make this happen. As a business person, as an entrepreneur, you need the tools to be able to compile and collect the same kinds of numbers so that you know where your business is at, and the right decisions to make based on the amount it's going to cost you to go forward, the amount of income you're going to bring in. And if you're doing this on scraps of paper, not doing it at all, or even doing it in QuickBooks, which for years was the standard but was never made for entrepreneurs. I mean, I've used QuickBooks for years because I'm an entrepreneur, but actually I just told you a lie. I never used QuickBooks at all. I had to hire someone to do it for me. I couldn't figure it out, and I'm a tech guy. Xero was designed for hands-on use by entrepreneurs. You pull out your phone, you put in the money you just spent that's a business expense, or you just put in the invoice you just gave to a client, and you are hands-on in real time keeping track of the money. And if you're not keeping track of the money in your business or your entrepreneurial venture, you're probably going to go out of business.
Yeah, so true. And wow, so you can just pop it right there, you know, on your iPhone or whatever, right?
That's a phone, tablet, PC, anywhere in real time, and super simple to do. Simple to input, and then simple to go back and look and say, what are the numbers telling me? And then actually, one of the things I love about Xero is they've actually created these small business guides on the website. Xero is X-E-R-O, so it's xero.com, and then /guides. Great small business guides there that will help you start a business or help answer questions you have as you're running your business. And that's just one of the places you should go for small business advice. But look, the world is there for you if you have the drive to start a small business. I can't imagine there's ever been a better time. You just have to start. And sometimes starting is simple is something as simple as listening to your kids when they say, so this is a real story from a friend of mine. Actually, Kate, this is a friend of yours, too. It's a mutual friend. His son, who's 15, said, hey, Dad, I can sell Lego online. And this young man at 15, actually, I think he started at 13 or 14, started buying Lego off Craigslist and then selling it on these specialized Lego sites. One is called BrickLink, but there's others. And he began to understand the value of Legos, and he could buy low on Craigslist and eBay and other places and then turn around and resell it. And this kid's now got a business, and he's 15 years old.
Wow. Oh, I love that story. Wow.
Yeah, and so, and let me cap that one, because as I was talking to this young man, and he was telling me about this, it reminded me of a company I worked with a few years ago called My Yearbook. This was started by a young girl, 15 years old, same age, in New Jersey. She started it when she was 15, and 6 years later, she was a millionaire. She sold the business she started at 15 for millions of dollars. He actually recruited her brothers to work with her, so her brothers are millionaires too. But she was 15 when she started this company, and that made me realize this is completely redefining the term that we all know, that we think applies to dry cleaners and delicatessens.
Right.
The term is family business.
Family business. Perfect way to end this. Great info. Xero with an X .com. Greg Stebbins, thanks so much.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard, and also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your rim is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of...
corner on the second half of this hour of America Tonight with a little Madonna. Can you tell her voice from the 80s? Very different from her voice in, you know, the 90s and the next decade and the decade after that. You could see there was a big flip. She probably, I don't know how she was in her in the 80s, but she had to be in her young 20s most likely. And then that was the very beginning of her career. It certainly isn't the beginning of the struggle that I talked about at the top with Iran. And recapping this for you, you know, while these conversations are going on with the West, the UN is pumping out their version of Iran's human rights record and saying, look, it just gets worse. It just gets worse. And the White House is trying to do whatever they can to deflect those that are skeptical about that Iran deal. Because John Kerry, the Secretary of State, is trying to make that happen. So they're defusing what the Republicans did with the 47 senators sending the letters to say to the mullahs, go ahead and do whatever you want in these talks. Basically, I'm using my own words. But it's non-binding, baby. And in 2 years, pretty much saying, hey, we think a Republican's going to get in. And so that's going to be null and void, just so you understand whatever it is that you think you're doing and signing, it's not what you think, because there's no blessing, no approval, no anything from Congress. It's like romper room between Pennsylvania Avenue and down the street on the Hill. So the White House is really ramping up what you would call throwing the stones on critics of this Iran nuclear deal, as they're trying to come up with some sort of agreement by the end of the month and quell all the storms that they've had for a couple of years, more than that, really, with, you know, over Iran. So the Senate Foreign Relations Committee chair, I've got to throw this in, Bob Corker, says that this legislation would give Congress a vote on any nuclear agreement would have a profoundly negative impact on negotiations. Because over the weekend, the White House Chief of Staff, Dennis McDonough, sent a warning to Congress to get out of the way, cut the crap, stand down, stop interfering. Stop interfering. And let us do what we have to do to complete the negotiations. And I'm sure they're going to respond to that. Of course they're not going to respond to that. In fact, part of the Sunday swirl, Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas, Republican, really defended the letter, the open letter that went out a week ago, saying that, hey, we have no regrets, or I have no regrets about sending it at all. Because as nuclear talks ramped up on Sunday in Switzerland, you got the U.S. and a bunch of other world powers that are hanging around there trying to get this end of March deadline to happen. And you look at the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, who's incredibly critical about this deal and about Iran, and he's fighting for his political life to remain as the PM, as the Prime Minister. But it's pretty neck and neck. So we're about 2 weeks plus out of the deadline for this, for the framework for this piece of this piece of the treaty. And they're hoping that they're going to have a big announcement. The critics of this are getting more and more ferocious and are saying we got to keep our eye on a bigger prize, a deal that will protect the world from the threat that a nuclear-armed Iran could pose. I agree that it could really pose some serious dangers, but I thought that a long time ago. We talked about that on America Tonight for a long time. It would be great if we could live in the utopian world where we don't always have to have eyes in the back of our head. We don't always have to look twice in all the directions, because we know, yeah, there's nefarious elements out there, but it's not that prevalent, so we can deal with it. It's the opposite. I mean, now, with the way you trigger bombs and the things that people can bring through checkpoints and how easy it is, cyber crimes, to try to rip off somebody else's identity, it's a mad, mad world, baby. And you got to pick your battles. You got to choose and cherry pick and decide where what's the right course of action. And I think it's the whole nukes in Iran thing is a tough sell anyway, because of how they treat their people and the lifestyle that they live in Iran. Not, certainly not everybody, but clearly many do. So Corker has become uncorked over the back and forth with the White House and the threats and the warnings. But so far we're in Switzerland. How apropos is that? Let's go to Switzerland and have this incredibly important meeting and try to keep out some of the voices from the street from being heard. So back and forth, nothing yet, supposed to happen by the end of the month. And how's it going with Hillary Clinton, who now has an entourage that follows her wherever she stops, because the email controversy is just too tempting. And at some point in any conversation she has with any reporter, especially if it's open and a lot of people are asking questions, you can bet that emails are on the agenda and picking apart what was said. Was there false statements in it, and how they got rid of some of the emails, and they were personal emails? They're ducking now. They're ducking the question on whether she signed a form that was seen as really key in the email controversy. And they're talking about the OF-109, in questioning whether Clinton committed a violation by exclusively using personal email as Secretary of State, then not turning over those emails that were deemed work-related until leaving the department. So you got lawyers spinning in the direction of saying, listen, if she signed that document, there's no question she broke the law. You have to think, I can't imagine anything more cockamamie than knowing and willfully saying you have 55,000 records sitting in your home. So now looking at criminal penalties, I think that that's kind of like spitting into the wind, because I don't believe that she loses a challenge. But every person who works for the State Department has to sign a little piece of paper when they leave. The Clintons didn't sign the document. They have to sign it. Now, this Congressman Trey Gowdy from South Carolina is beside himself, right? I mean, whew, if he could huff and puff and he could blow the house down, he would. He still says, I don't know if she signed the form or not. So the rallying cry is, look, let's be responsible here. Let's just ask her and ask the State Department to produce a copy of it. If she didn't sign it, ask her why she didn't sign it. And if she didn't sign it, we'll go over the document with her. That's what Gowdy is saying. Oh, my, oh, my. The Clintons can't completely put this away. Can't do it. They can't do it. So I think once they redact the emails, go through the emails, I don't think there's going to be, I could be wrong, but I don't see any incredible areas where they could do a gotcha. I don't see it. I mean, Hillary, like other politicians, seems to have a convenient sense of memory. She didn't remember if she signed anything or not. Did she sign it or not? Did the lawyers go through the emails? I would bet they would have. And if you think that Obama wasn't transparent, remember they came in and said, oh, we're going to have the most transparent organization in this White House ever. This presidency is going to be different because look what happened during the Bush years. Oh, we don't want that to happen here. We're going to be mega transparent. And they have been everything and anything but transparent. So some people who I know the Clintons pretty well tell me, oh, you think Obama was bad? You wait until Hillary's in office. And when she's in office, it's going to seem a whole lot different compared to what we're seeing now. So even if she produces the emails, she's going to have all this scrutiny flying around her. So now you have others who are saying, yeah, I don't do the email thing. I don't want to email. Keep me in the 50s. I can't email. I don't want to text. I don't want to do any of that. Because it's fair game, and they could take it away and then go through it. But hey, the rest of the State Department had to do it. That's what seems so unfair to me. Don I Am says Clinton's Teflon coating is wearing thinner by the day. It is wearing thin. It really is. Hang with us, Justin Duckham from Washington, D.C., here on America Tonight to close us out.
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
If you do want me, give me a lift to sun. If you don't want me, don't leave me on down. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling blue, and I want to, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine.
Tonight, each and every show, we like to tee it up with our pal for talk radio news. So much is happening in Washington, I'll tell you. I don't know if Justin Duckham even has a chance to go and tip a few back with his pals on the Hill somewhere because it's that busy. Justin, do you get any sleep ever?
You know, I've been getting less and less, though, but you know what? I don't really mind. I enjoy what I do, and I always enjoy coming here, so there we go.
Sweet. That's a good answer. 10 points for you. If only you could apply that towards your March Madness bracket, because I know what a huge sports fan you are, right?
Oh, totally. You know what I found out last year is my bracket does a lot better if I wait until after the game is finished to fill it in. So I think I'm going to try that strategy this year.
I love that. That's a very good strategy. All right, so we've been talking about this for more than a couple of weeks now. Where are we on the Iran talks? Because this is kind of the end of the road, right? Is there going to be some kind of a nuclear deal with Iran, or what do you think?
Well, you know, that's a very good question. The administration is still kind of treating this through a skeptical lens. They still say that this is something that is sort of an uproot battle, and it's something that, you know, it really isn't that surprising considering how much they're trying to get accomplished here. This is essentially them trying to reach a situation where we can get a non-nuclear armed Iran without resorting to war. But it looks like there have been a number of snags that have sort of come up in the system. Today in Brussels, we had John Kerry and other heads of state going over this. And one of the issues that apparently came up within the Iranian government over the weekend was the letter that was sent by 47 Republican senators, essentially saying that this is a, negotiation or treaty that will essentially be null and void once there's a new president. So essentially warning that they shouldn't put much, credence in this. So it looks like that is certainly having a big impact on this, and that's something that the administration has been going out of its way to say is essentially something that should not be looked at and should be, taken for what it is, which is, a piece of politics impeding what are otherwise pretty serious peace talks.
Yeah, there you go. And someplace else in the Middle East, obviously there could be a shift. Netanyahu in D.C. a couple of weeks ago talking to Congress, and of course, no at all conversation with the president, and Obama saying that he didn't want to influence the election at all. But now it's down to the nitty-gritty, and I know your pal and colleague Luke Vargas is in Tel Aviv, and we're going to talk to him coming up in the next day or two. But right now it seems as though it's neck and neck, or people in Washington, I would imagine, are watching this pretty closely.
They certainly are, and this is a big deal, internationally, particularly because of the, quote-unquote special relationship that the U.S. shares with, Israel. Right now, it seems that that's more of a lip service, considering that things are pretty icy between the two countries, but nevertheless, that's how it stands. But it looks like right now, Netanyahu is running several points behind his challenger, and today he, came out and gave a pretty provocative statement in which he said, and I quote, "I think that anyone who moves to establish a Palestinian state and evacuate territory gives territory away to radical Islamist attacks against Israel," essentially summing up his view that there will not be a Palestinian state if he wins re-election. And that really highlights sort of the divide that has been going on right now between the administration and the Israeli government. This is something that the administration has spoken out forcefully against, saying that they are, in fact, in favor of a two-state solution. And this, of course, caps the controversial speech that Netanyahu gave to joint session of Congress just earlier this month when you were over here in D.C., wherein he similarly also tried to scuttle the administration's negotiations with Iran. So right now I feel like they're are probably a good amount of people in the White House sort of crossing their fingers, watching this race very closely and hoping that Netanyahu won't be able to pull it out. As you said earlier, this is something that's neck and neck. We could be surprised. And, going to be interesting to see what my colleague Luke brings back when he talks to you on Wednesday.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. And then there's this thing. I started realizing this a couple of weeks ago. I don't know why, but we've been watching what's going on with Loretta Lynch. And so far, this hasn't happened. She's not the, attorney general. It hasn't been any action on it or a real moving of the needle to switch out of Eric Holder. So for all intents and purposes, he's still the AG. And what's going to go on here? What's going to happen? Are the Republicans delaying this? They're being accused of that.
That certainly is the big issue right now. And frankly, what Republicans are doing, as you mentioned, is they are delaying this. They're essentially making this right now in a lot of people's minds as sort of a bargaining chip to move forward with legislation to essentially provide more funding to human trafficking. This has been opposed by Democrats over some language that has, discusses abortion. This is something that enhanced the Hyde Amendment, which is essentially a sort of addendum to any piece of legislation that prohibits additional funds for abortion, or sorry, federal funds for that matter, in instances of rape or incest. And so this would essentially mean, if applied to this rule, that victims of human trafficking would not get government subsidies for abortion procedures. That has riled up Democrats. Democrats have claimed that this is something that was sort of put into the legislation under the radar, since they were not previously made aware of it when they were giving sort of a summary of the additions to the bill, and has led to sort of a stalemate in Congress over what was expected to be a uniquely bipartisan piece of legislation. So right now McConnell says that he's not going to move forward on Loretta Lynch's confirmation until this is addressed. Democrats are fighting back, saying and reads words that this is unconscionable, and we've seen similar statements from the White House. So right now it doesn't look like there's a clear path forward, and it's sort of a sign over how divided Washington has become, considering this was something that was supposed to be sort of a walk in the park for both parties.
Yeah, and speaking of dividing, sometimes the party divides themselves. So a lot of conversation I know was kind of rolling out of D.C. on what's going on with Speaker John Boehner trying to push a bipartisan move of a $200 billion Medicare deal that's already got some conservatives up in arms, saying, you know, the tax and entitlement reform, which were two of the big priorities of Boehner, certainly has not been what the deal has been for him. I mean, that was one of the things he said he would focus on. So by the end of the week, the House committees that are all over health care, they're responsible for the issues, they could roll out, Justin, as you know, a plan to stop the reoccurring cuts to Medicare doctors, and it might hit the floor by next week, just after the latest rounds, the chops, are supposed to take effect. So is that true? Are conservatives really split on this?
You know, they really are, and this is something that John Boehner is, in fact, going to be revealing tomorrow to the Republican conference. And this is already being, predicted to cause a major divide within the party. There are, of course, quite a few people who are, to the right of Boehner, I would say, who are against adding an additional $200 billion to the deficit, even though this is something that has, in the past, been, a pretty easy sort of compromise to reach. This has been sort of, this accepted fact among both parties that, doctors who are recipients of Medicare funds are not being paid adequately, and therefore the government needs to step in and ensure that they are getting that sort of that additional pay in what is commonly known as the doc fix. So this is a long-term solution to take care of that. And frankly, it looks like Boehner may have to, in fact, reach across the aisle to get Democratic votes to bring this home, which is pretty unique considering that Boehner subscribes to the Hastert rule, a principle that essentially does not allow a Republican speaker to try to pass anything unless if he has the majority support from his party. So that's going to be one of the key issues right now, whether or not he is going to abandon that, whether or not he's going to try to maybe sweeten the pot for more conservative members of the House by adding on additional things. And it's also worth noting that this is something that's also going to expand CHIP funding, which is essentially childhood insurance programs. And that's something that has been talked about in discussion with this that could bring in Democrats. But either way, it's going to be a pretty big fight for the remainder of the week. But one that has to be settled soon, particularly because, funding for Medicare doctors who receive the funding from that program is set to expire on March 31st until congressional action is taken.
Right, so something has to happen either way. Whatever goes on here, we know that's got to hit the floor, and they have to go through that process without a doubt. All right, Justin Duckham, great stuff. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again down the line.
Thank you.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.